Welcome to the May edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's journal, we're presenting three research papers and two engineering reports, along with a preview of our Soundfield Control Conference and a feature on game audio. Adam Hill's paper on calibration of low-frequency reproduction in cinemas starts from the premise that current strategies for doing this are flawed, and that using them offers almost no benefit in terms of spatiotemporal variance reduction. Room modes turn out not to be a big deal in modern cinemas because their size and reverberation time results in Schroeder frequencies around 35 Hz. There is also no evidence that spatial averaging techniques are subjectively beneficial, so the authors go into alternatives to current calibration strategies that might address these issues. In a paper on ambisonic reproduction at off-center listening positions, Peter Stitt and his colleagues explain how the energy vector technique can be extended to predict localization of sound sources at off-center positions. The relative arrival times, levels, and directions of loudspeakers are taken into account, and perceptual weight is assigned to each. A predictive model based on an enhanced energy vector approach was found to be at least 50% more accurate than the basic energy vector approach and two binaural models. Finite element and boundary element methods used to simulate cone loudspeaker directivity are slow and demanding on memory, explain Bjorn Kolbrek and his colleagues. Their paper explores the use of mode matching methods based on a method used for simulation of horns, but extended so that vibrating walls can be taken into account. With the new method, pressure and volume velocity at all points in the structure are found simultaneously by solving a large but sparse linear system of equations. Two examples of loudspeaker diaphragm shapes demonstrate how the method could be used to optimize diaphragm shape. Intelligibility in low-cost automotive audio systems is the subject of an engineering report by Christian Herrera and colleagues. The authors show how a metric known as the articulation index can be used to estimate the intelligibility of speech from, say, mobile phones, taking into account both system characteristics and noise sources. Their work examined the main noise sources in two test vehicles, and they concluded that equalization of electronic communication audio could lead to improved articulation index measures. Staying with the mobile communications theme, Emmanuel Aguilera and his partners look into making spatial audio more realistic and interactive for conferencing with mobile devices. They looked into things like avatar movement with sidebar whisper modes that could enable a subset of participants to engage in private conversations. At least half the users only seemed to use avatar positioning to set up the initial positioning of participants, whereas sidebar conversations were much used and highly rated in conversations involving negotiation. Coming up in July, at the University of Surrey in the United Kingdom, is the second major conference on sound field control, and in this month's issue, we offer a preview of the event. A compelling program of paper presentations, demonstrations, and workshops has been assembled, care of papers chair Soren Bich, Jung-Woo Choi, and Russell Mason. A significant number of papers has been accepted from authors worldwide, together with three keynotes and a number of confirmed sponsors. Philip Nelson's keynote offers a history of sound field control, while Gary Elko goes into differential microphone arrays, and Stephen Vanderpaar explains the psychoacoustics of reverberation. Our May feature article goes into some of the research presented at the recent Game Audio Conference held in London. Topics of papers ranged from audio content management and user interfaces through spatial rendering to synthesis and sound design. Easy-to-reuse sonic content is likely to be more widely available in the future as a result of the Audio Commons project. We also find that drivers can be helped to drive more safely and economically with the assistance of a game that can modify behavior. Procedural audio shows promise as a means of synthesizing weapon sounds, and it may also be possible to emulate mammalian voices successfully. Finally, it may be possible to simulate spatial motion using cross-faded binaural responses from a limited number of locations, and there is the possibility to source generic HRTFs from an ear-shape-based averaging process. There are two calls for papers in this issue, relating to conferences taking place next year, one on audio forensics taking place in Arlington, USA, and the other on semantic audio, taking place in Erlangen, Germany. We are also publishing a number of book reviews, together with the regular section news and product launch information. Catch up on the latest in audio research and development in the May issue of the AES Journal, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.